Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
What's going on in the world of the Cowboys and Josh Maguire?
Yeah, it's been a big week, hasn't it, for the Cowboys with the Michael Morgan decision and the Josh Maguire negotiations continue with the Dragons. The likelihood is that that will be finalised at some point, if not over the weekend, early next week. But he won't play this weekend, Josh Maguire. He's actually got an infection, I believe, in his elbow, and he would have been 50-50 to play anyway. And I think they've just decided, well, he's probably not going to be here next week. He hasn't played a lot of footy lately. It's best to maybe persist without him this weekend. So Josh Maguire won't play this weekend for the Cowboys, and I expect that in coming days there'll be an announcement that he's moving to St. George Illawarra.
But Reedy, wasn't that all dependent on the Adam Clune swap kind of thing going on?
No, I think the bigger issue there was money, Tone, because he's on a big deal next year, and basically the two parties had to agree on an amount that the Cowboys would put in next season to make the deal palatable to St. George, and that's what they're working on at the moment, finding an amount of money that both sides are happy with for Josh Maguire to move. But I imagine they'll get that done.
They've done a bit of that, haven't they, the Dragons, Reedy? Mm. When you have a look at go through their roster, Jack Bird's being paid, you know, by Brisbane, and Corey Norman, is he still being paid by Parramatta?
No, he's not, but McCulloch's getting paid by the Broncos.
Okay.
Alvaro's getting paid by Parramatta.
Okay.
Wow.
And there's one more off the top of my head I can't think of. I think it's over $1 million.
That's a decent way to save some money in the cap.
It is. I'm still being paid by the ABC for here, so it's really, really worth
it. Yeah, no, they've done it pretty smartly, the Dragons. They're surprising everyone, and they're doing well on the field, but they're pretty clever off the field as well.
They're spending a fair bit of their cap on their middles, though. I mean, didn't they paid big money for Molo too, didn't they? He'll be down there next year. Maguire comes in as well.
Right, yeah. And I mean, obviously they're waiting for Jack DeBellin, and I think that court case starts again this week, so they'll know about Jack DeBellin in the next fortnight, I would think. I mean, I think that'll happen pretty quickly. So you're right, they'll be pretty strong through the middle next year.
And what about Corey Norman? Isn't he off at the end of this year as well?
He's off. And there was a story going around that they started talks over a one-year deal. I checked with the Dragons and they said, no, not yet. We're not ready to start talks with Corey Norman yet. There's still a bit of water to pass under the bridge here. So, look, if he keeps playing the way he is, he'll get a new deal. But they're in no rush with Corey Norman.
All right. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.